It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Welcome to the interface here at IYFWrestling.com. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here. Still more fallout coming from IYFW's last event, Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, back on March 15th. That night, Boston Spa, New York was on fire. The fans came out in droves, sold out, standing room only, whatever you want to call it. The biggest night in IYFW history, probably the biggest night in independent wrestling history of the Capital Region. And we thank all those great fans for making it such a special evening. So as I said, fallout coming from this event. You have to talk about the explosive main event that night, the six-man elimination match of Survival. Chip Stetson, Pierre Vachon, and Justin Credible against the pairing of Bobby Ocean, Rhino, and Tommy Dreamer, led by the IYFW icon Drake Evans. This match, I can't describe it, folks. You are going to have to check it out when it becomes available on DVD. So much action, so much chaos happening in this matchup. It was memorable, to say the least. It created moments and a lot of mayhem that evening in Boston Spa. And you would think that with this match culminating between Drake Evans and Chip Stetson and their bitter hatred for each other, that this would settle everything. Well, if you thought that, you would be dead wrong, because it was not the end. It seems like it's only the beginning between these two men. In fact, it wasn't 24 hours after this event was over, both Stetson and Evans were on the phone to IYFW management trying to get in each other's business. Still, nothing has been settled. This is a vendetta. It is a blood feud, the likes of which we have never seen here in IYFW. But I gotta tell you something, I've got inside news on this one. This is exclusive information right here at the interface. And the fact is that when IYFW debuts in Delancey, New York, at the Duanesburg Athletic Community Center on Saturday, May 17th, for show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything, Drake Evans and Chip Stetson will not be allowed to intervene with each other at all that evening. Not to be involved in each other's matches. They cannot talk about each other. They cannot even be in the same locker room. IYFW is going sparing no expense to keep these two men separate that night. Why are they doing this, you ask? It's our first time in Delancey, New York. First time at the DACC. They want to put the best foot forward, and they don't want this bitter feud spilling over and ruining the evening. I mean, I gotta tell you, when this show becomes available on DVD here at this website, they might have to put a parental advisory warning sticker on it. It was so vulgar, so aggressive, so extreme, if you will. It was that intense between these two men. So IYFW has made that statement. Evans, Stetson, separated that evening. So what will this mean for Chip Stetson, and what will it mean for Drake Evans? Well, something we can talk about, it's been officially announced on this website, is the main event on May 17th, a match for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. The champion, the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, defends against the former champion, the man he knocked out to take that title last November at Season 7 Exit Wounds, the mighty Franz Roddy. This is a big rematch happening between these two competitors. This is a match that Amsterdam, New York would love to have. Saratoga, New York would love to have it. Boston Spa would demand to have this matchup, but no, it is coming to Delancey. It is coming May 17th to the Duanesburg Athletic Community Center, and we'll be talking a lot more about this matchup and the history between these two men on future editions of The Interface. And some other fallout to talk about from Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. It seems that we have gotten the formation of a new tag team in IYFW, the team of Liam McFerrin and multi-time tag team champion, the Northern Stud. You know, it seems that the Northern Stud, a widely veteran of IYFW, has been keeping his eye on the younger talent in IYFW, the new breeds, if you will. It was back in September of last year, when Elite Terrell was being assaulted by Pierre the Beast Vachon. Northern Stud interjected himself, stopping the attack on Elite from the Beast. And back in March, at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, after Liam McFerrin was unable to win the IYFW title from the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, Dominguez continued the attack after the match. The Northern Stud was the man who ran out to stop any more action going on from Dominguez. So Northern Stud has been watching these young competitors. Liam McFerrin also saved Northern Stud from an attack from Dominguez back in January at Cold Snap. So a lot of respect between these two men, and it has formed this team between the two of them. We understand that they will be in tag team action on May 17th. At show number 42. Now, speaking of tag teams, let's talk about the former In Your Face Wrestling tag team champions, the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage. Well, these two men got an up-close and personal view of the main event from Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, interjecting themselves in the matchup, and they became face-to-face with the Man-Beast Rhino. Well, you know what happens when a wolf meets a rhino? One word, gore. But when it comes to a savage meeting a rhino, that savage gets dumped on his head from a rhino driver, and apparently it was so brutal that Damon Ravage suffered an injury from that impact, and he will not be able to compete May 17th in Delanson. So now the question is, what does Duanesburg, New York have in store for the Wolf CJ Scott? Well, rumor is going around the horn here in IYFW that his opponent that night could be on a little bit of the odd side, if you know what I'm saying. And that's a great segue into this next section here, because we know that the Wolf CJ Scott, former tag team champion of IYFW, is the first ever Coronation Cup winner, winning that tournament back in 2009. Well, the announcement was made at this website, June 28th, Coronation Cup event 2014, happening back in Ballston Spa, the Ballston Area Community Center. This is the one-night tournament that takes place. Last year, IYFW made it a tag team tournament, but this year, it is back to being a tournament for the number one contendership to the In Your Wrestling Championship. This is always a huge event IYFW puts on, and already wrestlers are contacting the IYFW offices, trying to get involved, trying to be a part of the tournament June 28th. Also, it looks like another matchup to be taking place on May 17th at show number 42 is the rubber match between Good Lord Willing and Prince Ashano. Good Lord Willing put the challenge out on this website for a match where you cannot be pinned, cannot submit, no DQs, no countout. Prince Ashano better remember to bring his towel, because it's a throw-in-the-towel match. Both men will have representatives outside the ring holding the towel, and all the fate of the competitors will be in their hands. Whoever throws the towel in first will give the victory to the opposition. We'll find out hopefully soon at this website who these two men will be choosing as their respective corner men. So as you can see, things are already starting to heat up for the spring and summer months here in IYFW. May 17th, Delanson, New York, the Duanesburg Athletic Community Center for show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything, and June 28th at the Ballston Area Community Center in Ballston Spa, New York for the Coronation Cup 2014. Tickets available at this website through the merchandise section. Of course, keep checking this website for more updates from other IYFW competitors about what they'll be doing at these events. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Be a part of the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region that is In Your Face Wrestling. That's going to do it. I'm Joey LaRocque. We'll see you soon here at The Interface and IYFWrestling.com.